This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I'm trying to elevate small talk to medium talk.
Hi, I'm Alexander Chester. And you know what, Av? Fuck you and fuck your tea.
And I'm Av Sinensky, and I like milk and coffee in the same cup.
I think I've heard that one before. Welcome back to pretty good, a Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast. We are here today to, why are we here today?
I feel like this has been the intro to several of our last few episodes.
Okay.
That's sort of, why don't you tell me what this episode is doing and what we're doing here? We had this for certainly a recharge limits, but you asked me that. I expected that you might ask me that tonight. There may have been others, but certainly tonight was going to be on that list. And what we are doing tonight is an idea that I floated to you, I would say a bunch of months ago, or maybe even last year. I discovered a YouTube video that had like a clip or two or three that basically went in order of Curb Your Enthusiasm, episode by episode. And it was fashioned as a Curb Power Hour video. And every now and then it would switch to a new episode and there would be a clip of Larry David saying pretty good in some number of pretties. And I said, well, this just seems like very on the nose to have been made for it to be an episode of our podcast. Like they literally, I know it's like, it's not like a, you know, a big, innovation that we chose that line. It's a very famous line from the show, but like still like this is literally seems like it was made for our podcast that like, that's the punchline. So, you know, those of you who went to college, which I hope is most of you, I hope we don't have too many listeners that haven't yet gotten to college. Although they're definitely welcome, I'd just be surprised. Not that I hope. I'd just be surprised. Fine, fair.
Not everybody has so to go to college, Off.
You know, this is a game that many people play in college or thereafter, or maybe there before. You know, maybe if you're in some faster circles than certainly than I participated in. There's a game called Power Hour where, you know, every minute that passes, you have a drink of some sort. Usually the most way I've always played it is a shot of beer. And over the course of 60 minutes, it's, you know, it perpetuates and escalates and, you know, it becomes harder to drink. There's something about the combination that just makes it, I always felt like I got drunker from it than I would otherwise by drinking that amount of beer in that amount of time, but maybe it's all in my head. So we figured this would just be like a fun way to do an episode. Kind of like a, you know, put a nail on the coffin that is, you know, the Jesus Christ nail of Curb Your Enthusiasm into the foot of, was into this foot, right?
Of Jesus, you mean? Yes.
Jesus. Would be to, you know, kind of just like recap the episode of the over the course of an hour, the course of the series over the course of an hour. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, I'll tell you, the video is not perfect. It basically goes sequentially. You know, some of the real experts out there might catch where it's like, oh, I think that, you know, we jumped around a little bit there. It's, you know, apologies. I just took what was on YouTube and then added on the last three seasons. So now we got 110 episodes. And we're gonna go through them, and you know, technically, I guess we should take a drink every time we hear the words "pretty good." But you know, we're each in our own houses. So I guess we're both working under the auspices of the honor system, I assume.
Not really. I'm opening beers on video here.
Yeah, I see that. I think we agreed over text earlier that we would, you know, as we jumped in, we would start out with a shot of whiskey of some sort.
Oh, you say that as you watch me pouring beer into the cup.
Oh,
but
sorry.
That's okay. I can. Can I just take a pull straight from the bottle?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, and like I have a shot glass for my beer handy, but like I feel like a lot of times I'm just gonna pour a beer and like take a drink, you know, as I feel appropriate based on recitals of pretty good.
Now, just in terms of,
I don't know how precise we need to be as well. All right, so we're gonna jump into this thing. It's we'll see how far we make it. Both in terms of just like, I don't know if we're gonna be able to talk about that many things for that long. I don't know how much we're gonna be able to drink. It's all a mystery to me. Let's just get rolling.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna jump into it. We're gonna initiate this power hour with a drink to us. Alex, thank you for this terrific experience. I hope that our next venture is just as fun for both of us, and we bring along a listener or two. So let's do this Curb Power Hour. I think this will be a fun and fitting ending to this wonderful adventure that we've all shared together over the last 2 years. Let us all have a chew.
Let's all have a chew.
So here we go. Season 1, Episode 1, The Pants Tent. Ah, this is early 2020. We're pre-pandemic here right now, FYI. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is early 2000. What do you mean?
2000. Oh, in reality, I'm saying when we watched it was early 2020. I'm reminiscing about the podcast, not the show. Fuck the show. Don't care. I hate the show. Love the podcast.
Right. You wear that dress because you want people to look at your shoes, right? Is that it?
Pretty good. Oh, that's a drink. Oh, I forgot to pour.
Pretty good. I don't think a Corona has ever been drinking from Crystal.
I'm taking a swig for my first one.
By the way, this is not the best scene.
You know, caveat at the top. I didn't create most of this. I just kind of like pulled clips from like existing season compilations, which itself was a good amount of work. So I can only imagine the people that actually created these.
But obviously, it's the tobacco sauce up the ass.
Yeah. Probably a good idea. Yeah, that would have been better. He's psychotic. Get him out. He's psychotic, This woman is great. I mean, she's like a really early big fucking asshole.
Yeah, she's an asshole.
Who just like, I feel like she just got it snagged from neighbor Dean, snagging from her so early. Like, if she came later, like, at the time he was off, she could have held the belt for a long time. She's a big fucking asshole.
So I want the check today.
Okay, you should have gotten the check.
Larry, I don't receive the check. Please, I am a reasonable person. I want you to give me the check today. I want the money now.
Is this the first physical fight he gets in with the woman on the show? And I have a history with
Yeah, and it might even be the first fight overall because the bracelet is next, I think, right? Or did we miss it? I think it's next. Yeah, I think it's episode 5. Right, he does do a lot of fighting with specifically women, but he also does fighting with men. So it's like, it's both. he fights with people.
But this is the only one that ends with a kiss like this.
Pretty good.
I agree with you there. I know I can make something happen.
There you go. Right, it's the next
episode. Aforementioned fucking asshole.
I think I can make something happen. I can make something happen.
He just like grabs it right from her. It's just
a dream of mine.
I think you're pretty clear.
I don't understand you. This has to be buried. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna give you my number.
Great.
Yeah, we'll do that on the way out.
Do you think neighbor Dean knows a lot about basketball?
I've got a nice casserole in the oven.
I would kill to have your casserole. I really would.
But you, listen, I can wrap it up.
I can't do it because there's something wrong with my stomach.
Dan.
What does he expect to gain from such a meeting? What does he think? He's gonna go over there? She's gonna be so charmed by him that all of a sudden they're gonna start becoming friends? They'll talk on the phone and go out to dinner together, go to the movies? What, start emailing each other? Summer vacation? Is he out of his fucking mind?
Pretty good.
Dr. Grant, this is my friend Larry David.
Hi, how you doing?
Really?
Ivey, this is the black doctor. The affirmative action, Ivey, Larry. Hopefully we'll
resolve, you know, it's such an incredibly stupid joke. It just doesn't make sense why he'd even say that.
Yeah. I'm drinking my beers out of my MetroCard mug, MetroCard shot glass. I thought that was we have a whole shot glass collection. That was the one that I thought most made me think of Larry David. Is it like Seinfeld and even Curb a little bit? The New York City subway, big character. Yeah, that was the most Seinfeld of my shot glasses that I found in my house.
Let him work on you even with the whole affirmative action thing?
Yeah, say it again. Say it to more black people. Smart. Double down.
You know, because I...
yes. You know.
No, I don't.
You understand.
I don't understand. You know, your things are done. Things are done.
What is this? Are you trying to bribe
no,
me?
No.
You think you can bribe me? Do I look like I can be bribed?
No, I was paying
Are you trying to bribe a pharmacist?
No, I'm paying in advance.
Take your money. Nobody bribes a pharmacist. Get out right now.
I'm
Security!
Nobody bribes a pharmacist.
Of course, you know, I've never actually seen the vagina with my glasses on. I don't really have any idea what it looks like. It's all a hazy mystery.
Yeah, and also that's obviously not true. I'm sure many, many, many people bribe pharmacists.
Yes, I'm sure pharmacists have access to drugs. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do very well on the side. Not all of them. I'm some Izuma good people. Oh, gotta pour and drink that one. Oh, this is the car salesman. Because Larry's at home watching Jerry Springer, so Cheryl makes a good job.
I'm selling cars. I start on Monday.
That actually happens on The West Wing. There's an episode where the president is sick, and like he's like ends up sitting in bed watching Jerry Springer, and is like completely dismayed by it.
The twin cam?
Yeah, twin cam. What are the colors?
This is a fucking work of art.
This is from a perception of the world where like the president is like a dignified person, not a someone who would have been on Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Had they just been a little bit less famous.
I heard that these SUVs, that they sometimes they roll over rather.
I want to see Mr. Kobayashi.
Look at this thing.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there.
Guaranteed tremendous safety. Is he guaranteed tremendous
there you
safety?
Go. Right here.
And the GTS.
Okay.
He's here in the flesh.
GTS is guaranteed tremendous safety.
So without the S, it's just guaranteed tremendous.
I want to find out more about the car.
It's two episodes in a row that Mr. Takahashi was on our podcast.
That's true.
Put a whole bunch of stuff back here. So you buy yourself. What you need a big car for?
I don't need to talk myself. I like this car.
Could you excuse us 1 second? What the hell are you doing over here? You're fucking up my shit, man.
Why are you pushing so hard?
Oh shoot! Did I just?
Because she likes the car. She wants to be happy in the car.
Maybe she won't be able to afford the car. She takes up a lot.
So basically, we just paused for a second. So sorry if you know this pause. Should we just keep playing the video or just pause?
No,
we should keep playing the video, right?
We already explained what we're doing. We don't need to re-explain it.
Oh, you're leaving this all in?
I mean, I'm going to take out your email.
Okay,
that's all
fine.
That needs to come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason why I have... But am I continuing the video?
Well, you might as well pause it for the moment.
Okay, fine. All right. So it gives us a break from drinking, too. But increases the length of the episode. Fair enough. So today, I got some sort of spam attack. And that's why I have so many unread emails, in part. Basically, around like 10:30 this morning, I started getting like a million calls, a million texts, a million emails to my Gmail. I have no idea what caused this. Best I can tell from Googling, this is just like some like crazy like phishing technique. I don't like. I would think that like sending people a million things at the same time is just like no one's gonna fall for that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe it just increases the odds you click something wrong. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else I'm supposed to be doing, but I basically like blocked everything and reported spam, but it was like very annoying. It basically took up like 2 hours of my day. Like it wasn't like the worst thing that could happen to you. Assuming there's nothing more to it, I don't know. I have no idea what they could have even done just by like sending emails to my phone. All of which like I delete, like I didn't, like I was very careful about what I opened and what I deleted today. But if you know, if this was one of you listeners, like fuck you, that was very annoying. Like it doesn't make you the worst person in the world, not quite, but I think pretty bad. I don't know why anyone would do this to me. I assume it's just some random person on the internet. I have no idea how any of this works. But yeah, if you have any advice, you can let me know. I couldn't really tell what I should be doing from Googling. But it was very annoying. It was very annoying. So that's why I have so many unread emails. At one point today, I had like 600 missed unread Gmails that I had to go through. And I had like dozens of calls, hundreds of texts. It was very, very annoying.
Yeah, sounds very annoying.
It like overtook my phone, basically.
Yeah. I was just lecturing my parents that like they should not answer the phone when they receive a phone number from a call from a number that starts with the same like six digits as their number. And my dad's like, it's always spam. I'm like, yeah, why are you answering it? How you think there's somebody who has the same phone number as you, but for the last couple digits, but you don't have them saved in your phone? And he like didn't understand that concept.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So basically I ignored it as best as I could, which I assume was the right thing to do, but maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. If my net worth diminishes significantly between now and the next episode, I guess we'll know why.
Yeah, I mean, you're already blocked from Venmo. How much worse?
I'm already banned from Venmo. So, right. Yeah. They'll already be like, oh, well, this is a suspicious guy. Like,
yeah,
lock him up.
Yeah.
Maybe. I have no idea. these things just keep happening to me. So yeah, if anyone is like an internet sleuth that can tell me what to do here, that would be helpful. I'd appreciate that advice. All right, let's carry on. I don't remember. Well, we just finished the car salesman, so let's continue.
He'd recognize that Tush.
Wanda. Wanda, winner of the Curb Your Enthusiasm brand steal.
And drop your butt to the curb appeal. I will body slam you so hard that you will poop your bald pants.
What if I did say she has a big ass? So what? That's not so terrible. What's the matter with a big ass? I like big asses. There's no problem.
You like big asses?
Oh, Cheryl.
Yeah. He was so obsessed with asses.
This man, you know what? You have an ass man. Larry, you are an ass man.
I am not an ass man.
You are an ass man.
Can you keep it down?
I'm allowed to eat popcorn.
Ashonda, this guy.
Pretty good. It's pretty.
Wow.
That's a drink.
Pretty, cut to the rabbi.
Pretty good.
Pretty Elvira.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look more like 16 or maybe.
Oh, and these are the children of the postman, right?
Yeah, the one on the left is.
I'm being my sister.
You're being your sister.
This is my teacher.
You're a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So can we get some candy?
Like to get
can we have
class.
Our candy?
Oh, we should try to get him. We should maybe do like an all postman episode with the postman guy,
with the actual postman actor. That'd be fun.
Yeah. All right, I'll reach out to him.
Bald asshole? That's a hate crime. We're a sect. We're a group. You can't call us bald assholes. What if we were gay? There would be gay asshole. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm the guy.
How does that feel? Who goes around telling people that my grandfather invented the Cobb salad?
That's true.
That's me who does that.
Did you check the order before you left?
Yeah, I checked it. It's right. Yeah. I checked inside to keep it.
Yeah.
Maybe in retrospect, I should have said pussy.
I do things like that. That's like in my repertoire. Not that or those exact lines, but they're like, yeah, I'm an idiot.
Larry and Cheryl's fake abuse thing makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, it's not a very funny game. Yeah.
That's not a thing people do, and that's not a thing that they ever do.
I mean, I'm sure some people did, but probably not emotionally healthy people. Oh, this is an all-time great. Larry trying to hold the stuff to go to the beach. I reference this all the time because of my...
By the way, we just bought one of those big beach-like carts to, like, drag all that
drink.
Shit.
Yeah, I have a recurring bit about my top five reasons why the beach is terrible.
Yeah.
And all the shit that you have to carry is number three.
No, they did, but... You wonder when.
Oh, boy.
Larry has a great record of ducking things that are being poured on him.
True. Well, he does get hit. Like, so I think he just gets things thrown at him a lot. So,
yeah,
like, sometimes
true.
He dodges them. So,
yeah.
It's kind of like with the fighting men versus fighting women.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When you're constantly getting into fights with people or having things thrown at you, so, you know, everything happens.
Yeah.
Put
your tongue to the top of
your tongue.
Oh, are you all right?
Oh, like
a cold freeze, chest freeze.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Chest freeze.
Oh. It was too cold. Sorry, I fucked up.
I fucked up.
Are you trying to be funny now? Because
no,
I'm really not in the mood.
I fucked up.
Some of these dolls are scary.
Yeah, my wife would not find that charming if I did that when she was mad at me.
Judy,
what?
Judy.
Oh, Judy.
Yeah.
Judy!
This would later be a plot point on the Seinfeld reunion.
Indeed.
That's a drink.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Cheryl's got a weird outfit there.
You had something you wanted to say earlier about voice notes.
No, you did, I thought.
I did too, but I thought you were saying something first.
Oh, on Twitter, some guy on Twitter said something like, am I the only one who listens to his own voice notes on WhatsApp after he sends them out?
Yeah,
like
I listen to some of them. Depends what it is. When I do a long one, I usually listen to it. So no, I would say like in amongst like our broader community, there's generally a kind of like a direct correlation between you know right-wingness and the use of voice notes. Would you agree with that?
Wow. No, I wouldn't. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, interesting. That's always been my perception.
Oh,
it's like a very like yeshivish thing to do, and like I see them do it a lot.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's true.
So anyway, I say it because I recently started doing some work with some people who are, let's say, very overtly Jewish. And they use voice notes for everything. And I realized that, like, in that context of, like, where I'm, like, you know, for work, it's actually great. Because it's like, they send me a voice note. Like, I get to it when I get to it. I can write back with a voice note. Like, it's much better than writing an email. And, like, you don't have to, like, schedule a call. You're just, like, exchanging voice messages. It's actually really efficient.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same as voicemails.
I guess. But no, but leaving a voicemail is, like, a whole ordeal.
You gotta call, wait for them not to answer. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Like, you're basically calling them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know there was... Oh, we have to pause because we're watching Chet's shirt, which is an all-time great episode.
I love to play Scrabble.
All right, yeah. All right, continue.
Let's get it.
So, yeah, I, you know, some people are anti-voice notes, but I found them to be very efficient for work. So, there you go.
Give me milk.
Then I'll finally slip of the sausage.
Oh, for
the
that, right?
That very formidable sausage. Formidable sausage, I love that line.
She will be forever great, my friend.
Yeah, it's been fun doing this little improv with you.
Improv, whatever you want to call it.
See you later at the restaurant.
At the reception, you bet, you bet. I'll swing by. I'll say,
yeah, yeah. Well, you're good. That's good. Okay, yeah.
Hey, that's not
you
bad.
You swing by. You swing by. I'll see you later. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Didn't think I was gonna find out.
Scorsese movie.
Huh? Thought?
I completely, like, I forget about this stuff.
Here, take the money. Here, go ahead, take the fucking money. You fucking idiots. Take it. Take the fucking money. Here, take it. Is that what you want? Take the fucking money. Come here, you fucking cocksucker.
We need you to come with us, sir.
What? What are you talking about?
Evidently, you've been passing some bad bills around town. Can you help us out?
What?
Counterfeit bills, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Counterfeit bills?
Put your hands down, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, I know what happened here. I was in this.
I'm sure I said this on the podcast last time. But if you're the gravedigger here, don't you just go to Larry and say, "Hey, you sent me. Why do you go to the police?"
Oh, he's a very obedient lawmaker, law abider.
Really, the guy who's built
law abiding citizens always abide by the law.
Yeah, illegally burying women. Thanks, dude. That's very in the cemetery at night.
What about me?
Until proven otherwise, all people are law-abiding, and then they should be treated as law-abiding.
Heineken is very bad.
I agree.
For dinner?
I've had a Heineken once or twice early on in my beer-drinking career, and then I chose not to have it anymore because it's bad.
I just grabbed some random beers.
Oh, man, I made a big mistake. I did not respect wood tonight.
So I thanked him.
And he's using our money to...
I put down a can straight on my wood desk, and I have a coaster right there. Shame on me. Shame.
But just for the sake of discussion, he's the one who goes to work and earns the money. You don't work.
This is such a stupid argument. Why would he say this?
You don't work for yourself.
Like, even if you think it's true, like, it's just, like, such a stupid thing to say. Like, nobody...
Then we don't have
a
show.
No one views it this way. Like, nobody views it this way. And, like, it doesn't, like, yeah. This is, like, too much.
She didn't work. I earned the money.
Loving you is my job, yes. Larry.
Yes. It's nice to be affectionate to something German. You don't get the opportunity that often, you know?
Sam, you drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk? What are you talking
drink
about?
Drink to that.
She's slurring her words.
Jeff had to get her drunk to say that she likes Daddy more than Oscar.
By the way, crazy eyes.
You know, and I'm going to be like this in the video.
Great acting by Sammy.
I would lose the motherfucker at the end.
Although it's possible we're better off talking over crazy eyes in certain spots.
I would change the motherfucker to bitch. Because the bitch, yes, because bitch is a word that you would use to somebody who you disrespect, right? Isn't that so?
You my dog, you my nigga.
I am your
nigga. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right, but yeah, that's right. Yeah. I like that shit. Yeah, I like you.
So come on, I'll give you the tour.
You know what? That's okay. I get it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's bedrooms, bathrooms. I get it. I see it. It's beautiful. It's great.
You don't want a tour.
You don't need to walk me around.
Get the fuck out of my house, okay, Larry? Just get the fuck out right now.
I think Jen would have the same reaction, by the way, if someone didn't want
a
tour.
What am I, a deterrent? What are you?
It's a bad neighborhood. It's
so what am I going to do?
Who is it?
It's Kim.
I like Cheryl drunk also, by the way.
Come on. Hey, where's Larry at? Larry! Hey, Larry! Hey, what the fuck? Motherfucker, what the fuck? Motherfucker, what the fuck? You ain't got no etiquette, motherfucker. I know, man.
Chrissy, I'm sorry.
I love that girl, man.
I'm sorry.
But you didn't act like it. He doesn't treat her.
You don't know how.
Chrissy,
don't know.
That's not how you treat somebody
Chrissy,
you love.
Don't pay attention to her.
Listen, that's not how you treat somebody you love.
That's through my nigga. You ain't my nigga.
I'm your nigga.
Ain't shit.
Pretty good. It's pretty.
Drink up.
Pretty good.
I heard that you were at the U2 concert.
You, second YouTube podcast I do today.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to talk to you about the music thing. I had some thoughts.
Okay.
Larry David, the
So first of all, there was a few times where there's a back and forth, and I think this is something that me and you always disagree on in general, but there was a back and forth where, like, you on one side versus Keeve and Will on the other side, where they were voting on which song was more the song of the century, and you were just like, no, just say which song you like more.
Yeah.
And I think when you're calling it the song of the century or the song of the decade in other instances, like, it needs to also have that meaning to some extent. Like, you can't just be like, this is my favorite song to, like, literally listen to. Like, it needs to have something where it represents.
But it's the 32 Fans podcast song of the decade. It's not like the official, like, global song of the
decade. But, like, if you're using that terminology, I think that's what it means to people on some level.
But, like, by definition, like, anything we... By definition... Maybe turn the volume down. It's way too loud. Of the show. If we're talking over the show.
No, but this we should listen to. Asshole, son of a bitch!
Maybe one day I'll get a chance to do something good for somebody like that.
Scum sucking motherfucking whore! Cock! Cock! Chisholm! Grandma! Cock!
Grandma.
Fuck, turd, fart! Cunt, piss, shit, bugger, and balls!
Damn it!
Balls.
Hell, crap,
wait, we don't even get your car wash cunt. Oh, what a terrible job. I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
What a terrible job, Eddie.
Yeah, I agree. Bad job by the person who spent many hours putting this video together.
Yeah. To me, we have one prick involved here. It's pretty universal. Yeah, the late Philip Baker Hall. I'll drink to him also.
There's at least one prick on this podcast.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Possibly two.
Okay.
I think also possibly two in this scene.
Whatever.
Well, it's not the expense of the call we're concerned about. Now, I don't know if you've ever had stitches before, but there's...
Yeah, so anyway, my second thought on that is also
Listen, by definition, anything is from my perspective, right? There is a prick involved. Like, for example, we're only talking about American songs. We're only talking about songs that appeal to, like, a certain, like, you know, type of person, right?
How dare you come in here?
How dare I?
So, like...
No, I hear you, I hear you.
It's just, like, where are we artificially drawing the line? Well, like... You got a problem with that, I think just fully acknowledge.
Right, it's wherever you want. I just think that's the aim. The aim should also to be to address that.
Well, obviously, because we had this disagreement on the HBO draft, right? Because you did not take her price.
Right.
So,
I respect. Well, yeah, I mean, I also don't think I have to say that Curb is my number one show just because I do a podcast about it. Like, I could like The Wire more. I just like doing a podcast about Curb more.
I love tits.
Yeah,
they're both very excellent shows that I love doing. They're among my favorite shows, as are shows like Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad and others.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ben.
It's a Curb specialty in a mass audience circumstance for, like, the most important person to only notice Larry.
Yes. Yes, to notice Larry's sin of omission.
And it's right, father he's might doing be nothing. Dying of a heart attack. It's a birthday
right, and
party.
Here it's like he didn't even do anything. What? Like he noticed that he's not singing Happy Birthday. Yeah. It's like, what are the chances of getting caught?
The mouse, titmouse.
Why do you call it a titmouse?
That's what you call.
By the way, I actually googled this recently. Titmouse is not a thing outside of Larry David.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like no titmouse.
Okay, so she's right.
Because
so
when I was researching all the animals from the animal draft, I looked it up.
Why don't you come up front? I'm okay. Come on up front. I'm good. Are you serious?
Who's your vote on who's being a bigger? Obviously, they're both being assholes here, but who do you think is being a bigger asshole? I don't know what we said at the time.
I think it has to be Ben. Because he initiates the request. He initiates the request, which is... And then when Larry says no, instead of just thinking to say, well, this guy's a douchebag, he, like, escalates it.
Right. Yeah, like, you shouldn't force the guy to move if he doesn't want to move. Like, the guy's being kind of, like, lazy, but, like, whatever.
I asked you to sit in the front seat of my car, and it's my car, and it's my car. I make the rules, okay?
Oh, you're making the rules?
Yeah, we would have already been there already.
Yes, you would have. Very good.
Oh, you can't drive with somebody in the back
seat. Yeah, you're such a baby. You're a grown man baby.
Are you saying I'm a man child?
I'm saying you're a little baby. You know what? Little baby wants to ride? We'll give little baby a ride.
You know what?
Okay?
Little baby wants to walk.
No, little baby.
Little baby's going to
walk. You know what? I should have brought my little baby seat.
This is a great fight.
Mr. Baby, where to now? Where to now, Mr. Baby?
I didn't read the rules. Gotta get to the car.
There's something about this middle-aged bald guy that is thrilling.
One of our lowest-ranked episodes, Mel's Offer.
You're the Superman.
Not sure why.
Anyway, my other thing I wanted to say about the song of the century, I don't know if I'm allowed to endorse songs that have been discussed. I don't know how that works. I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know if that's putting my thumb on the scale too much, you know, given the influence I have with 32 Fans and its fan base and podcasters. But I am a big proponent of Arcade Fire Wake Up as the song of the century. So I hope it goes very far. That's all I'll say. There was a question asked of, like, how people most associate it. And, like, people, some, I think Will was saying it's, like, very commercialized. Yeah. My first Arcade Fire Wake Up is one of my favorite songs. And the first memory I have of it, the Rangers did play it, but the first place that I know it from is it is the song that U2 played on its Vertigo tour right before, like, they came onto the stage.
Drink, by the way.
Yes. So, like, right before, like, it would play, like, Arcade Fire's Wake Up would play over the loudspeakers. Like,
wait,
just like
on.
The CD version.
Great scene here.
Okay.
You gotta watch
this. Oh, yeah, the guy in the country club. Well, there's one guy. Ah, we only get a little bit of it.
That's all we saw.
Oh. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, you get what you get. You don't get upset with when somebody makes a, you know, many minute long clip show for you. I forgot what I was saying. It's all good.
You wanted to endorse the song.
Oh, Arcade Fire, right. So yeah. That was the song they played right before they took the stage, every single show. And I remember being at one of those shows and thinking, man, this song that they're playing is awesome. And then, like, I looked it up and I was like, oh, it's this band from Montreal. And I think it's like one of the best songs ever. Like, it's so good. It's like somebody said, like, it was overplayed on the podcast. I think it's like severely underplayed. Like, if it was written by, like, U2 or Foo Fighters or Coldplay or some big band, it would have been, like, a million times bigger. It's only because of how good it is that, like, people even know it, because it was, like, from this nothing band from Montreal, and it's, like, very indicative of a change.
Arcade Fire's
in, like,
not a nothing
music
band.
At the time, they were. They grew into being a huge band. But they were, like, an indie band from Montreal.
That was their first single?
I don't know if it was their first single. It was for sure the first song that I ever heard of theirs, and I was pretty on their radar. That in my time, I was pretty like, you know, with the hipster music scene for, like, a few years. I could I believe it's on their first album. Anyway, I think it's very representative of a time of, like, indie music becoming popular. And, you know, obviously this excludes all of hip-hop and pop, which is probably much more prolific. In that time period, is probably more correct. But in terms of, like, rock music, I think Arcade Fire is, like, clear choice. Yeah, it's on their first album. Anyway, that's a vote for me for Wake Up. So I hope it goes far.
You motherfucking cock-sucking son of a bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are?
This is Schwimmer's dad, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about ordering the tape, the videotape.
I love Larry's fake little voice here.
The wildness. They're going wild or something?
They're going wild.
You know something's going down.
He's afraid that the guy on the phone is going to judge him. Pretty. All right, let's drink.
Going on?
She quit. She's going to expose me to the world. She said she's going
to
tell
she's gonna expose me. Ah, for friends of this podcast. People,
and you and Jeff and Susie and Louis.
Antoinette.
Did you know that spicy food makes a man's cum taste delicious?
I did know that, but only from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I did not know that.
That's the actor in the show. We just picked up our tickets. We're seeing you, the show.
Oh, you're in the show tomorrow night?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Oh, I can't wait. Because
Larry should have just, like, enjoyed his food more and had the cum taste a little bit less delicious, is what I would say on that decision. Like, how delicious is it going to taste already? Like, it's fine.
We need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
By the way, I pulled this on Jen now. I think it's a funny joke. She does not.
Quite a show, Larry.
Whenever she says we need to talk about something,
right, so I'm looking into the side.
I've done it at least twice that I can recall.
A bra for the housekeeper, and it seemed like you two were the same size.
Well, this is a tough explanation here for Larry.
All this mincing around. What is this?
No, I was trying to
trying to imagine what it would be like to be the housekeeper and have those breasts, you know, working and doing dishes.
And how did that feel? Did it feel good?
Yeah, this is how your housekeeper washes dishes like this?
I think the bingo game is fixed. I think Lenore is either in cahoots with Ruth or maybe even a few other people.
This is the best birthday I ever had.
Bridget.
You are?
Holly.
Holly. Maybe we should go bowling sometime.
Lord.
I don't think you want to go bowling with me.
Let's pretend bowling. To be ventriloquist, okay?
Keith should go bowling with them.
Oh,
I love that music.
And I forgot to mention it's that.
I think I've mentioned that before, but I love that music.
What?
He invited a sex offender to the Seder.
Picture on the flyer, that sex offender guy, that's him. He's cool. This is not pretty. This is nice.
Trick.
Nice Seder.
Oh.
Let me introduce you to some of my friends here, the guests.
Thanks.
Hi. This is Marla.
Hi, Marla. Nice to meet you.
Should we invite Zach Brooks aboard for a few minutes?
This is my wife, Cheryl.
It's lovely to meet you.
Invite him to our Seder.
Should we invite Zach Brooks to our Seder? Cole Dichman Yates Avi Yevsach.
Is he a sex offender? I don't think so.
His wife?
Oh, so is this a sex offender's only?
Not only.
Okay.
He's got a good personality. He's smart. He's funny. He should not be in
the business on a holiday day. How do I get a, is there a way I get a, how do I get a link? Oh, I should send him the link that you sent me, right?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's see how fast he sees it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He stole the newspaper, right? This doctor?
I know you did.
I think so.
Idiot.
Good yacht.
Good yacht.
When am I going to get my dollar?
That's right. Let me ask you a question, Stevie. I noticed that you went to the bookcase once. What made you go back there a second time?
Hey, look. He found the matzah. Pay up.
Pay up.
I'm just trying to find out why he went back.
There's
to the
no
bookcase
need for
a
third
time.
Degree. The boy found the afikoman. Just pay him the dollar.
How come you went back?
Was Tobolowsky the worst person on this
found
episode?
The matzah. Pay up. That's that.
I don't know. You have the reference. Yeah. Oh, I have him available.
He should be. He definitely should be. He's very bad.
Ready? Yeah, as ready as I'm gonna be. Whenever you want, go ahead.
What are they doing here? I don't remember this. What are they ready for?
No, we're fine.
Oh, is this crashing into
No, the Seder.
Yeah, he's crashing into the
Mel
car.
Brooks,
yeah.
Okay, and yeah. You had Andy Portico. Oh, wait, no, that's the title holder.
How are you, sir?
Len Dunkel?
Great pleasure to meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think that's him.
Sit down, please. Thank you.
So, okay. This we just discussed in the pretty good chat the yesterday.
Did we? I might have missed that one.
I, leaving a Jewish kosher restaurant in Bergen County, New Jersey.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Yes, I did see that.
I bumped into a car. I left a note. By the way, I haven't got a call from the person I left a note for.
Baruch Hashem.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're contacting a lawyer. I mean, I gave them my name and phone number. They could
Was it badly damaged?
No, it was a few $100 of damage. It was like a
scratch. Don't care.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe it's like whatever. It's an old car. It's like it's not worth even like dealing with.
I mean, I wouldn't do it through insurance. I would just give them cash.
Right, but maybe like they don't even care to fix it if it's like not a big deal. If it's like an older car or whatever, not a lease.
It's not necessary. I'll tell you what I'm driving at. I submit you took that baseball, stashed it in your unusually large vagina, and walked right on out of here.
It's quite an allegation.
But like all the insane allegations on Curb.
Always right, always proven to be correct. Larry's always right in the end. He's always right, but an asshole. Like, that's kind of like the show, right? Not, or like, that's like what the show aims to be.
Gefilte fish blues. My freaking back is killing me, and it's making it hard to quell.
Of course, Siri Spar, another friend of the podcast. We'll look out for David Bashevkin, who also joined this episode. I don't think we'll be seeing him on the screen.
That
was
the it had Rachmanis. It was an attraction
out of pity.
Excuse
me.
Yeah, she's on him from the start. Wonderful singing off. This is why we don't normally have objects on the podcast.
I thought so too. Yeah, this is this might be devolving. I predict.
Larry tried to get into bed with Susie. It's pretty good.
Do not.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about
that. That's fine. I have to bury the plate, and we'll be done.
You're
with
gonna
it.
Do what?
You have to bury the plate.
Why would you bury a plate?
I can keep you company.
I know where you're going when he dies. Right upstairs he's going. Right upstairs. Rubbish. You're taking an escalator up there.
Pretty good.
This show is so Jewish.
It's kind of crazy. It's really like now, obviously, by like relatively, it's like not a big deal. But like when this stuff started happening on TV, I was like besides myself. Like I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like now you have shows like Shtisel and you know Shababnikim. So like forget about it.
And it's funny because like, we had Jews in media for 100 years, but yeah, but it wasn't like this.
Yeah, it was just like so taboo. I mean, listen, we all heard the stories now. Like they thought Seinfeld was even as it was like too Jewish, like to translate. I think it did pretty well.
My father thought it would make me very festive.
My father thought it would bring more joy to my social.
More joy to my social interactions. That's it.
Yeah, listen, they just they kind of miss something about the culture. Like you know, turns out specificity sells really well when it rings true. People love it.
You should have seen him walking down that hall. It was like the specter of death. And then he passed me and he looked at me. I'm haunted by that look.
Did you read the brochure?
Read the brochure? I can't read that brochure. It's Chinese to me. I'm sorry. Are you Chinese? No. Sorry.
I totally forgot about that.
You are Chinese. Me too. Sure. It's a great line. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that term.
Basketball. If I was on the foul line and towards like the last 5 minutes of the game, I would miss the entire rim. I couldn't even hit the rim because I was choking.
Larry, what's wrong?
All right, Larry the Gentile. Should we welcome our guest? Our guest has joined us in the interim.
I know it hurts.
Oh, who's that? Who could that be? Is it a person that we said 3 minutes ago might be joining?
Yes.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. It is. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome into the podcast. You? That's what Jesus would do.
It's the power hour, huh?
It is. I hope you've brought a beverage with you.
Yeah, but it's just water.
Lame.
I don't know.
What so there's drinking? No way for me to see, there's no way for me to see Zach, right? I can only see the screen.
I see Zach.
Yeah.
And you. I see us all.
Oh, but because I'm the one sharing, does that mean I can't see Zach?
They're the ones doing the sharing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think because I'm sharing, I can't.
Oh, that's very unfortunate for you.
Anyway, all right. Well, Larry's, Zach, I'm sorry I can't see.
Larry's
you.
Riding a horse.
Or I'm too. No, I can see that. I can see. I see the video.
I'm sure there's a way to change your settings.
I'm sure there's a way. Yeah, but whatever. We're not going to figure it out this moment.
Oh, Larry in heaven with
welcome Zach,
his angel. Hello. Sacha Baron Cohen, Dustin Hoffman.
We're towards the end of season 5 now, right? We've had quite a few drinks.
Nice.
We're enjoying ourselves very nicely, I think. I don't want to speak out of turn for Alex.
I'm having a wonderful time. Vivica's here.
Great.
Meet the Blacks.
A fun time is had by all. Oh, wait. I'm drinking out of turn.
That's fine.
You have one of those healthy cars. How does it work?
You put your foot on the gas.
I don't remember that either. That's random. Really?
Yeah. That's a shame.
So you just drink every time the clip changes?
No, we're drinking when we get a pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, we should have explained that. But yeah, for those people who are listening to the podcast, they'll understand.
Yes.
Hopefully.
I think so. I think we explained it by now enough. It should be pretty self-evident. So when you know,
well, why
occasionally
is this,
they drop
why
in
is that
pretty
guy good. Beating Larry? I don't remember this.
I don't remember this at all. Yeah. I'm good. It's crazy.
Well, you guys only spent the last 2 years doing this.
Yeah, right? So here we go. Now we get a pretty, pretty good. So we drink on that.
By the way, you know, in China, you're allowed two. Those people would be killed in China.
What? China what?
Two.
So, Zach, what are you up to? What are we movie laddering this week? Or is that? Or are we not allowed to say? Are we still in spoiler territory?
Still in spoiler. We just finished it. Apollo 11 and a half. Or 10 and a half. We did. The new Linklater.
That's what you just watched.
Yeah, we just, an hour ago, just finished talking about it.
Could you give me the two-sentence review?
Really good nostalgia. It shouldn't have been animated, and it's got Jack Black doing narration through the whole thing.
Okay, but if I like Richard Linklater, I should see it.
Yeah, if you like Boyhood, it's Boyhood-esque.
Okay, cool. All right, it's on my list. Very good. I'll have to listen.
It's only 90 something.
Leon has made his debut 41 minutes into a video. Oh, it's an hour. 40.
Oh, wow. True. Yeah.
We got a long way to go.
I think we should drink for Leon.
Way to go. Right. We should drink for Leon. Yeah. Should we have a shot of whiskey for Leon? I think that's only right. He did name the official celebration of our podcast. So
what whiskey are you drinking?
I'm having some Glenn Roth's.
I'm actually drinking tequila.
That's the Rocks tequila, isn't it? No, it's Casamigos.
I don't think that's the Rocks.
I do have the Rocks tequila.
What's the Rocks tequila called?
I have it in my other room, and I don't remember what it's called.
We go there for dinner.
But it's good.
I was only talking about dinner, you big asshole.
Larry did nothing wrong there.
Tramana.
Drink to that.
Pretty good.
Good night.
Xena Warrior Princess, disappointing there. He runs around the house all day. Is this the first time we've seen the Funk Man as well?
I think so. I did
and,
my,
and Nan, of course.
Dad, yes. Major character Dan. Let's get up. No more of this
shit. Huh? We had a nice marriage. Why did
you say that? I don't have a tickle. All right, sorry. I'm going to do my whiskey for the Funk Man and Leon together.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
I would like to take it up with the home office.
Yeah, what was she thinking telling him about the, yeah.
I love the way she was not a good assistant.
Yeah, it's great. Not a great assistant. But probably his best assistant, all things being equal.
Yeah, I think a lot.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
What are you reading? So, Zach, you only have to do this for a few minutes. We got to do this all night.
Really? How long are you doing this for? It says it's 43 minutes in.
Very yeah.
It's another hour.
I see the total. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I won't spoil how long it is.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's not that long. Like, don't like turn it off because like you'll see how long the episode is if you're listening to it. So, that would be some cool if you could somehow trick the listeners.
So my wife and I have been. This is getting like very serious very quickly.
Oh, excellent.
We've been discussing lately how we're probably not having any more children.
Okay. Well, wait, hold on. A lot of children.
Yeah. So
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame scene here.
Okay. Oh yes,
but still, yes, I have many children. I'm not
end of the season. You got to drink to the end of the season.
Oh, I'm sure we'll go.
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
Wait. What? Oh, pretty good. All right. Here's the dealing with. All right. So we're discussing that, and like, while we agree.
Oh, this is. I love this with the opening with plastic.
While we agree, that's the probably the right decision at this point.
Very.
It's still very like. There's like a sadness to like every stage of our youngest child. We're like, we'll never have the stage again.
Right. You know? I hear that. So,
and that's how I'm feeling watching this episode. Like, you know. Sorry.
Pretty good. Right. These were days of infancy.
I may watch Curb again. You know, I'm sure I will. But it won't be in the same way.
Yeah, we'll never watch it like we did. Or maybe we will. We'll see. Crazier things have happened.
Some people go back through the whole run again. What would be our question?
I'm my fourth beer here.
Oh, really? I haven't had that many. I've had three.
These are like mini 7-ounce Coronas.
Oh, okay. So that's probably why. So I'm having a little bit more.
Well, I got these because... My
husband was driving. Oh, this is vehicular fellatio, right? Referenced earlier today on your other podcast.
I was trying to be subtle. Akiva had to go and spell things out.
You are so juvenile. You are exactly the kind of man I'm talking about in this book.
Me?
Yes. You are a tiny little insecure infantile mom.
All right, Zach, what else you have to say for yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk over the clips. The clips are so funny.
No, right? We're here to talk over the clips.
We're here to talk over the clips. All right.
Yeah. Or talk over the clips. Talk about anything you want.
Well, I was thinking, why don't you guys just dive feet first and do Always Sunny as your next show? You'd be employed for like the rest of your lives.
That's a commitment. Yeah.
Are we entertaining new ideas? I think the goal. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn. I think let's something short and then maybe something longer. Yeah.
I think for the next episode is going to be something very short, right?
Yeah. I think we're having.
Should we discuss that now?
Teed up. Yeah, I guess we could.
Sure. Okay, so next week we are going to watch all 8 episodes of 86th, which is the show that Cassie David made. It's a YouTube show. You can just Google it, 86th, or you go to 86thwebseries.com. You can watch all 8 episodes there. It's 86th, so 86ED, like past tense, 86thwebseries.com. Cassie David made a show. There's 8 episodes. They're about 5-6 minutes each. I actually added
up. It's really short.
Yeah, the total length of all 8 episodes is 59 minutes.
Okay, so yeah, totally cool to watch for 1 week. I will say this, like, obviously, like, a benefit to it is that it's Larry David adjacent, but we put out a forum last week saying, like, here's some things we're thinking about doing, what are people interested in hearing, just to, like, you know, get the voice of the people a little bit. And Alex, I think you compiled the data, and I think you said that this was, like, the most requested show.
You know why that is, right? Because everybody misread the rankings. And because I put 86th last, which turned out it was actually first.
Well, maybe that's true.
I think that's probably what happened. But I'll watch it. It's fine.
Wait, no, 86th was last.
Oh, it was last.
Yeah. Or maybe it was first. So maybe a lot of people thought it was first.
No, but my point is they were all in a small range. So Party Down averaged.
All right, so then take this out. So what I said is completely wrong.
Party Down averaged a 3.0, which is the highest rating. the most popular, and then the lowest rating was 3.4 for 86th. So the point is, they were all in a very small band.
Oh, okay. But what did point? Our 86 get a lot of first place votes? Specifically, but then
I'd have to go look at the raw data again.
Okay, I thought that's what you said, but maybe I'm wrong. Oh. Maybe I misunderstood.
No, I'd have to say that.
Clearly, I misunderstood. It seems. Anyway, all right. So yeah, whatever. So maybe okay. So this is the thing people want the least. Fine, fair enough. Let's drink.
At least just you know, 1 hour.
Yeah, this is whatever. Yeah.
So we're either way, we're doing it. It's just one episode.
And you get to knock out a whole series, 8 episodes, a whole season.
But I do feel like if you are a Curb completist, I feel like it is an offshoot of Curb.
Just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Episode three.
Credit to my brother.
Episode
Sam,
three is called Tight Vagina Melissa. Like, that's very, very Kirby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fun to watch, and I'm totally down for it, and that's what we're doing. So we're delaying by one more week any sort of, like, really long-term project. We're going to do 86 next week. I think we're actually still technically open on what to do next. As far as I know, I've entered recording this podcast still not knowing for sure what we're doing next. I don't think a decision has been made. So I guess we're doing it live. Or maybe we're postponing it for a week. I don't know. I guess.
So let's talk about that. Okay, so we submitted.
Sure, we can talk about what's open.
So we submitted that form.
Yeah, so again, so now we're leaving open the possibility that people may have wildly, misunderstood on the radio.
It might only be me.
Party Down was most popular. Detroiters, decimal points behind. And then Nathan For You was third. Nathan For You, of course, with Nathan Fielder, who has a new show starting in 9 days on HBO.
Yeah, but I asked you to
then Arrested Development, just a notch behind that, and then Bored to Death in 86, a notch behind that. Now, Av, you watched an episode of Bored to Death, not interested in it, correct?
I watched one episode. I liked it more than I thought I would, but, like, it didn't feel like, oh, my God, I want to, like, immediately watch this show and, like, do a podcast about it. So it's, like, a big commitment to, like, do, what's it, 40 episodes of a show.
Did you watch 86?
I watched one episode, and I thought it was, like, fun. I didn't think it was amazing. I didn't think it was bad.
It was also 5 minutes long.
Right. And it's like, I'm devoting an hour of my life to watch it and then do one podcast versus watch, many hours of my life to a podcast, a show that I'm not like totally on board for.
Yeah.
And obviously there's always going to be a risk with a show you haven't seen.
Yeah. Remind me, is this Wendy Wheelchair?
This is Denise Handicapped. Denise Handicapped is the first one, I believe. Okay. I believe.
Good for us. Look at us.
We will absolutely give you the best seat in the house. No question. Do you already have it?
That's not funny.
I'm so sorry.
That's very rude.
Yeah.
Who the hell is she?
So we got Party Down. We got Nathan For You. We got Detroiters. We got 86. Okay, we're doing 86 next. Okay.
Yeah, you knocked one off the list in 1 week.
Knocked one off the list. That's the best part of that. We knocked it off the list. We don't have to consider anymore. We're doing it.
I was talking to somebody about how I much prefer watching movies to TV shows now. Because I can watch 5 movies in the time it takes to watch one season of TV, and I can cross 5 things off my list instead of a season of a show.
I sometimes feel like that. Yeah, it's like a show. It's like a whole ordeal.
Right. Yeah, like you've been talking a lot about For All Mankind. You said it's so great.
It's amazing.
And what I like about that is it's only 3 episodes, or only 3 seasons, and there's like no podcasts about it. So I don't have any other external...
There's a couple. There's one called Hi Bob, and
but none
one
that
called...
I listen to. I won't feel compelled.
Bald Move is pretty good. I listen to their Game of Thrones podcast. They're pretty good. Yeah, like they know their TV. They do like.
Can we turn the volume down a little bit on the show?
Sure. Sorry. Sure.
Larry, how can I help David?
You know, we never talked about how you guys never talked about how like the bear midriff is kind of like similar looking to Larry's bald head. Okay. It's a whole bunch of skin.
I just never heard this one before.
Squiggly. Yeah,
just noticed that. Like they showed her and then they showed his bald head, and they're very similar. To
each other. Right.
So maybe it's something that's like, you're fine showing your disgusting, like, bald skin flap.
That's what she should have said.
Right. Why is that socially acceptable?
Yeah.
Anything else we want to throw in the hopper? Should we make this more complicated? Why not? So you were saying It's Always Sunny. I think that's too much.
Yeah,
too many
episodes.
I think it would be really fun to do Mad Men at some point, maybe. But that's also a pretty big project.
I think the problem you run into with a lot of these where, like, some of the listeners are going to have seen it before and some haven't. Like, most of the shows that you're... Party Down, most people have seen. I've never seen Party Down. So if the podcast is going to be, like, a rewatch perspective of Party Down... That's hard for people who haven't watched it. Whereas Curb, everybody who's listening had already seen Curb.
Well, but yeah, I'm saying I mean, think what I like about the smaller show with the smaller commitment is, for example, if you want to follow along with Party Down, you're committing to 30 half-hour episodes. You're not committing to, like, you know, 60-hour-long episodes or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and it'll probably be more like 26 if I had to guess. Right. We also don't know when it's coming back. So it'd be pretty funny if we did it and like it never came back. Like it just, you know, got canceled.
They wrapped filming. Like,
oh, did they? Maybe they did. Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
They wrapped filming in April or May. So it's definitely.
It would suck if it like dropped in 2 weeks from now. They're like, all right, here we are. Season one, episode two, Party Down.
Yeah, the Nathan Fielder show came out of nowhere, I feel like. Like I had heard stuff about it. And then all
So I thought that was interesting. Alex vetoed it because he's like, what if it's not good? What if it's
I don't remember vetoing it. I would do it.
And like, then today he's like, wait, if we're doing Nathan for you, why don't we just do this new show? I'm like, okay, like you said, no.
The new show, everybody's on the same page. Everybody's on the same level with the new show. You're not going to have half the audience who's rewatched it, half who's watching for the first time.
I don't think it's a terrible idea. And this way, we also just get to delay having to choose like a real long term project, which maybe is what we need. Maybe if we do a few of these little things, then we'll be have the appetite to tackle something larger.
So that comes out in 2 weeks. So you could do 86 next week, and then you just hop into
86. Yeah,
show.
I think roughly it'll work out. Maybe we'll overlap a little bit. We'll figure it out.
How many rehearsal episodes are there? Do we know in a season?
I think I saw six, but I don't know. We should confirm that.
Okay, so you want to do that? All right, so we're a rehearsal podcast for the next 6 weeks.
Well, we're doing the 86. Then we're doing the rehearsal. Well, all we might be the only rehearsal podcast out there. Maybe it'll be a huge hit, and we'll be like,
no,
oh my god!
I'm sure there's other rehearsal podcasts. But all right, so we are the only rehearsal podcast as of right now.
As far as I know, rehearsal July 15th.
There's the rehearsal room, but I don't think that's about the show rehearsal.
Well, there's no rehearsal podcast yet.
I mean, Post Show Recaps usually does like a preview show. You know, like there could be preview shows out there.
That's true.
But no, nothing yet. We text
all the time. All right. Worst case, if we need to fill a week, we could do something about like we'll talk.
No, we don't need to fill a week.
This is great timing.
The timing works perfectly. Yeah, the show is on in 9 days. Yeah. Next week we're doing 86. The week after that we'll do rehearsal.
Perfect. All right. So let's do it.
It's decided.
All the articles today are from like 6 hours ago that are like trailer drops coming soon. Like all from today. So this is perfect. First episode, July 15th.
Oh, so maybe next week we'll do 86 and we'll also talk about the trailer of the rehearsal. As like a preview.
Sure. Yeah. I did watch that trailer today.
I did also, but I didn't pay that much attention to it. We've had Jerry Seinfeld on screen for quite some time now and we're ignoring him.
Yeah. I feel like the rehearsal is gonna give me anxiety.
Maybe. Whatever. I don't know about it. It's short term, yeah.
Yeah. Mocha Joe.
And then maybe that'll give us a little taste. We'll see if we have the appetite to like jump into Nathan for You or not.
Yeah. So the only problem is that the show airs Friday nights, it looks like. So you're never going to be able to watch it live.
That's fine. Yeah.
That's fine. So we'll podcast Monday.
Well, we got to think about that. Do we record Saturday nights then?
What? I think we could still do Monday or Tuesday. It's not like, you know, the new Game of Thrones episodes where you need like your immediate take out there. it's fine. People can wait till Monday to hear our take on the rehearsal. Whatever, like Michigas Nathan Fielder is doing.
Is Larry wearing a fat something or other under that sweater? No.
I don't know. I saw a great interview today, the other day with Jason Alexander, where he, I don't know if we talked about this before, where he talks about the moment where he realized that George was Larry. Like he said, it wasn't until like 10 or 12 episodes in where like he had this realization, because like Larry admitted that like he did something that like George, like Jason was like, nobody would ever do this, and he's like, I obviously it's from the show, it's from Curb, like they have that scene, obviously the same thing, but he's like, that literally happened. And it was like, oh, okay, I see.
When did you guys realize that? Because I think it took me a very long time to realize that George was based on Larry. Like a long time.
Well, I never knew it watching Seinfeld. I only learned it once I started watching Curb.
Once you were, okay. I didn't know if that was like common knowledge during Seinfeld.
I mean, for me, it was probably literally in the episode where he like they have that conversation. Might have been for me. Like, I don't know. Like that was like pretty soon after Seinfeld. Like there was no like, you know, Wikipedia and internet then like there was today, where like everything was like so known.
True.
All right. Well, Zach was very helpful. I would say he kind of put together the next bunch of weeks of our podcast for us.
Glad to be
I would say A+ guest. Zach, anything else you have to say for yourself before we kick you out of here?
No, thanks for having me to your party, and I should have poured some booze. I didn't even think about it before I came on, but I'll drink some whiskey when I get off this podcast.
All right, sounds good. All right,
we're the only podcast, I think, that has had multiple parties to celebrate its conclusion.
Cheers, it's your Zach. Recharge the myths of a month. It's great.
Yeah.
It is. It's a whole month.
Yeah.
We've had multiple celebrations of ourselves.
Well, enjoy. I look forward to listening to this in a few hours.
Wow, sounds good. All right. Have a good night, Zach.
You do.
All right. Are we? Oh, we're Leon is abusing Larry in their relationship.
I know. I'm sorry. But I'm fucking hungry right now.
What are you going to get?
Fucking fruit chews.
Fruit chews? You know how bad those are for your teeth? You want to spend the winter in the dentist's office?
Put this shit on my fucking tab.
On your tab.
You know what? A date is an experience you have with another person that makes you appreciate being alone.
LOL.
Oh, she made it.
What a miserable person she is.
Worse than Hitler.
No, not really.
Proud Jews wear yarmukkas.
Proud Jews do wear yarmukkas.
Where's your yarmukka?
Let's just go in
and it's right here. There it is.
Yours is closer to mine. Good job.
Don't you ever touch that. No, don't ever grab my yarmukka. Give it to me. Ever grab my yarmukka. Ever. How dare you. Don't ever touch
that. Palestinian chicken.
Do you understand?
What the hell is that? We're going to go eat without you.
Good. Who needs you? Get out of here.
What a legendary episode of TV.
Yeah, so good.
What's the argument about?
He doesn't like the way she keeps saying LOL. It's a wonderful thing to say. I love when she says LOL.
A wonderful thing to say. Together. I think it's cool. It's funny. Don't you ever tell me to get out of here. I think if you weren't sleeping with her, you wouldn't think it was so funny.
Oh, my God. Yamaka alert. Oh, sirens. Yamaka on the floor. Oh.
Very interesting. To go with two scenes of LOL and zero scenes of the Palestinian woman straddling the old Jewish man yelling about how he wants him to fuck her like Israel fucks her people.
Yeah.
Very interesting choice by the compiler of this video.
Well, people have different perspectives, obviously.
Listen, I get it. You got to get one LOL in there, but I don't know if you needed a second LOL scene over probably the best clip of the show.
Weighs almost 5 pounds. You eat this, you put this in your body.
That's good bread. It has no yeast in it. That's bread. That's bread. By the way,
that's
I
bread.
Saw the show. It stinks. The sharks are swimming around. Nobody's eating. The sharks aren't eating anybody.
Sharks aren't eating anybody.
Sharks aren't eating anybody.
I saw your show, and the sharks aren't eating it, Betty.
From now on, you're Dino.
Jesus Christ, calm down,
dog.
Dino is cooler than dog.
I return. Borrow.
Return. Borrow. Return.
Is this about? This is about the bucks that you let me.
No, of course not. Although, I mean, now that you mention it, I did give you $60, and I guess it's kind of what in your wallet now.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you'd actually need to get $60 back from me that I probably would have given you at some point anyway.
I don't think you would have.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty
that's a trick.
Pretty good.
The bedside's a little overrated, frankly. That's what they're saying here. You think they're going to say real Rosebud or something? They're not saying Rosebud, whatever that is.
All right. So should we continue making a hopper of after that, or now we're just completely punting this down the road?
Well, we just made a commitment for the next 7 episodes.
All right. Okay. But beyond that, we're punting on. Sounds good.
I mean, I was leaning towards Bored to Death, but now we have, towards Party Down.
99 times out of 100.
Okay, well, we could still always do that next.
But, yeah, but I don't think we can. Really
right, I guess we could regret it if then, like, the timing, then we get screwed by the timing. Yeah. But,
by the way, best guest off the record story that was not on our podcast.
What did you say? Sorry, missed that.
I said best guest who like best guest story that wasn't on the podcast with this current guest.
Oh,
please don't hurt me! Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me!
Which is an annoying thing to say. I'm sorry, listeners.
I just don't hurt me anymore. You know, I didn't really.
Thank you, sir. That man was abusive and he was drunk. Thank you.
Good job.
The moral realization. Oh. Yeah,
let's try it again.
Pretty.
Yeah, that's also a common theme, right? We have that. We have in the baptism is very similar. It's like the accidental hero. I don't can't recall if there's other examples. I feel like there's a couple others where he like intervenes. I can't remember with the line cutter maybe. Right, like with the buffet.
Yeah.
People are like very impressed that he like stood up for the guy. I don't remember. There's a few times where like people like he like does something like he puts his foot in his mouth and like he somehow
obviously yes. So the main one that we didn't see on this was the baptism, obviously, as you said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic omission. Oh, well.
Again, maybe this person is not as Jewish as we are. The person compiling this clips.
You think I'd go out with a guy wearing a green wife beater? Look at you.
Look at this shit right here. This is
this shit on your head?
You doing something, Lang? Tell us, what are you doing? Can you explain this to me?
Well, I'm on a new regimen. I'm working out. I'm changed my diet. Makes a big difference.
You're working out?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
What are you juicing, Larry?
Pretty good.
Also, future.
Oh, that's a great app.
Other good restaurant around, too. You should try sometime. Good places here.
I really enjoy this food.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Hey, for you. Here we go.
That looked good.
Okay.
That looked good.
Okay.
The money. Come on.
That's it, Jim?
Yeah.
Go there with three.
That's it. I'll beat it. Get out of here.
Are you juicing?
No, no. Look, it's not for performance. It's just for recovery time.
Bullshit, Larry.
No, seriously. Are you kidding? I could put up those numbers anytime. You think anybody else could do what I do just by taking one of those pills? I have skills.
I have skills.
We made it to the big game.
This is great. I just listened to a podcast with him. He was just the guest on the Dana Carvey, David Spade podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
He's very funny.
What's his name?
I'm like the Steinbrenner. And I think what would Steinbrenner
What's the actor's name? Remind me.
Oh, Robert Smigel. Sorry.
Right. So he was the guy that was just like kicked out of the Capitol, right?
With my name.
Oh, was he one of the
no
was he?
For winning.
I think so. Like there was just that whole
I vaguely
thing.
Saw that some people from Colbert's show, but I didn't even know Smigel worked on Colbert's show right now.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I saw that he was involved with that. You know, obviously security at the Capitol is of most importance.
I mean, if that was true, I feel like it would have been mentioned on the podcast he was just on this week. But.
Half ready. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What happened?
Let me see.
I guess I made.
Yeah. Free triumph, Robert Smigel, and late show with Stephen Berlera crew around. Oh, so it was his crew, not him personally.
Yeah. Fix my car because I made an error. What are you, 12 years old?
What are you, 90 years old?
Oh no, he was arrested. Oh. He was detained.
Oh, so maybe they recorded that before that, or he didn't want to talk about it. I don't know.
You don't understand. Yeah. You're not the Steinbrenner.
I mean, you got to arrest people who, you know, enter the Capitol improperly, obviously. For those who caused them to do so. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's an open question, I guess.
Michael J. Fox about to be Michael J. fucked up in a minute. But you go up there, you and him, that's a fair fight and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, know what I think, Fox?
I'm hanging on it.
Are you? I think you're upset about the shushing.
All right. So Aaron Gleeman, Twins writer. He tweets out every week him and these other Twins beat writers do a draft. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Best fruit, best beer, like, you know, the kind of stuff that we do. Anyway, so this week,
go ahead.
So this week they did it's a little bit different. Instead of a draft, each person puts together what like the ideal TV show. You got to pick genre, two stars, celeb cameo, setting and location, okay?
Oh, that's very hard to do.
So team one, genre, detective drama. Okay. Star number
classic.
One, Larry David.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. The star number two, Danny DeVito. I don't know how those two are not. I don't know how those two are doing a drama without giggling every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds off.
Yeah, that sounds like a comedy to me.
Maybe this is an ironic tweet.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's why I mentioned it.
All right. Well, maybe we could cover that show. If it gets made within and aired before the end, you know, around the end when the rehearsal comes out, we'll watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if there's a show that comes out that Larry David is the star, we're going to watch it.
Of course, yes.
I mean, I think that goes without saying. Like,
yes.
That would be like, you know, the best case scenario. It's like, oh, I'm doing also this other show. Like, it could be like a George R. Martin. Like, Larry David won't do season 12 of Curb because, like, he has to do, like, this other random show.
That'd be pretty funny.
No, Drake. Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Now you have a thing on a thing.
What do you mean?
Why don't you go out with me?
Well, Larry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, well, we do have her having sex with him.
No, this is the second time. Yeah. Yes. But not from the Palestinian chicken.
Yeah.
Fuck me like Israel, fuck my people. Get rid of the Muslims. Okay. Pretty good. Oh, I think the drinking is going to start to speed up now, because this is where I took over and I did one every episode, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a Martin Luther King, or feel free to follow. Harriet Tubman. Yes, Harriet Tubman, although I'm not quite sure what she did, I have a feeling she was in the pioneer family.
I love that face. Pretty good. I'm on my fifth beer.
Oh man, I think I gotta go and grab another one from my fridge. So I may have to vacate the camera for a bit.
I brought seven. I planned ahead.
I put three because I didn't want them to go warm. I'll go grab a couple more. Oh, drink. I'm gonna drink this. I'm gonna grab a beer.
I'm drinking my least favorite beer, Sam Adams. All right, I should have told him before he left to turn the volume back up, since I'm just here watching Curb now and you guys can't hear so well. But it's Larry arguing with the security guard at the club who he no longer wants to chat to. And the mail lady, Katie, just threw the mail at his face, and I'm drinking again by myself.
Jeff, do you want to?
No.
No.
Are you going to?
You know why you're doing this?
Why, Larry?
Because you want to ruin his day. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, Kriskin could read my mind. You think you know what goes on in the complexities of my brain and who I am.
Complexities of who you are. Who are you?
You're a Jew from Long Island.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, let's turn the volume up back to 51 maybe on the clips.
Okay.
Yet another one of Funkhauser's girlfriends who's not a fan of LD.
Well, who would be?
I mean, I'm a fan of LD.
I mean, like, as a woman, yeah. Like, women or not, I think so, it's LD. Lost a brother, Vagina.
Quite a feminist, isn't he? Vagina got his ass.
You are a two.
A two?
Two.
Pretty good. It's
pretty. To LD, a two.
Pretty good. You gotta be kidding.
You are older. You have few hairs.
Two blue hairs.
Okay, buddy, I'm not a two.
It's off limits. Off limits.
Would Mrs. Cleaver talk that way to Eddie Haskell if he came upstairs to our bedroom?
I think so. Mrs. Cleaver hated Eddie Haskell because Eddie Haskell was a kiss-ass, obsequious little shit.
I would never go out with your sister under any circumstances.
My sister would not look at a picture of you. She's a gorgeous Romanian.
Gorgeous Romanian? That's an oxymoron. Gorgeous Romanian. No,
you think that I'm gorgeous?
Say something about my sister again.
Why was Ellie thrown off the bus again?
I don't know. Was he asking for like directions? He wanted to be dropped off a specific spot? I don't remember.
Great climb.
All right, you little prick.
I got some gratitude sex coming to me, and you're not gonna ruin it. You got it? Now get under those covers. You're gonna go to sleep, and I'm gonna have sex with your mother.
What a crazy thing to say.
It's amazing. And I'm gonna have
an amazing thing to say to a child. I had sex with your mother.
Non-disclosure agreement?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
By the way, can we freeze frame on that relationship non-disclosure agreement? I want to review the language.
That's a good idea. I don't think we ever did that. It's a good call. Gorgeous.
I'm going to have sex with your mother.
Well, this is a tough challenge. All right, there you go.
Let's see if we can see it.
There you go.
This is a relationship non-disclosure.
All right.
This
you want to read? Okay, you this go. Confidentiality agreement is made and entered into as of blank 2017 by and between Larry David and blank relationship partner, in connection with relationship partner's romantic relationship with principal only disclosed to person certain
principal may disclose to person certain
confidential, sensitive, proprietary, personal, political, strategic, business information.
This is amazing. I can't believe we never did this before.
Person to treat as confidential,
There was no defined term person or principal. This is very strange.
Yeah, it's a very, very shoddy contract.
As a material inducement to principal to make confidential information is defined below available in connection with person service. Person agrees. Okay, so they basically just copied some language from NDA.
Yeah.
By the way, then there's a...
Yeah, I'll tell you.
The signature lines at the bottom are Larry David and Bridget Wicked is already there. How would her name be there, right? How did he have a pre-printed version? Is her name even Bridget? I don't remember.
Her name is Bridget, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, this is a very flimsy NDA. Larry got very...
Super signed any previous confidentiality agreement signed between advanced person and principal. Advanced person was even... Yeah, so they just took a bunch of sentences from NDAs as a lawyer.
I'm I've seen worse. This could just be something they found on, like,
yeah, usually what I've noticed, because I do freeze frames on these all the time, like when they show a newspaper or something like that in a show, they'll have two paragraphs of real content, but then they just recycle those two paragraphs over and over again,
right? Or just have that, like, that Latin, like, ipso facto or whatever.
Yeah,
sometimes. All right, yeah, so we this is not... don't use this as your form. Like, if you were thinking like, oh, I need an NDA, here's what I should do. I should go to that episode of Curb, watch it, and like just like copy the language that they use in their NDA, that's not what you should do. You can contact me, I'll give you a good NDA. It's not even that much longer than this. It's like 3 pages.
No, they're usually longer than that, but not too long.
Yeah, they're not long documents. Anyway, all right, let's go on.
Closure agreement,
pretty good.
Drink. Oh, we drank for this one already.
All right. Well, I drank again. What can you do?
Roe Shapiro for trespassing at his home and stealing his ficus plant.
I can't begin to apologize enough. I know I'm late, and I'm sorry. I'm so oozes.
It's Paul.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's a tremendous apology.
Horrible.
I can't
can
tell
I
you.
Say to make it
you don't have to
going.
Say anything. It's a fantastic apology.
Over the top apology.
I've ever heard. Give me the chills, that apology.
Oh, my God. I feel like getting down on my knees. I don't know what else to do.
I wish that could be broadcast on national television so people could hear what an apology is supposed to sound like.
That's
for God's sake.
You're my
thank you. What
That's
a fantastic
why you're my best friend.
Fucking apology.
Oh, God,
that
thank
was.
You, thank
that
you so much.
Great.
Didn't you wear that sweater yesterday?
What did you say? What the fuck did you just say?
Well, don't get so excited.
Yeah, I wore the sweater yesterday. So what? What are you, outfit tracking me?
I'm not outfit tracking you.
Yeah?
I asked you a simple question.
Sure, sounds like you're outfit tracking. So what? I didn't work out in it. I wasn't on the subway. I didn't go in public toilets. The sweater's clean. You can wear a sweater 2 days in a row. It's not a shirt. I didn't wear a shirt 2 days in a row. It's just a sweater.
What are you, a fucking lunatic?
You're an outfit tracker, and I don't like it. You can wear the same sweater 2 days in a row. Oh.
Ooh.
Your fruit salad and your veggie burger.
Oh, veggie burger. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Enjoy.
Pretty good.
Black people, your skin tone's like it depends on the amount of milk you put in the coffee.
Fucking right. I'm like a fucking yoo-hoo. I shake that motherfucker up and shake it.
All right, season 10, here we are.
Fucking good color.
Yeah, you is a really good color.
Yeah. What?
Ooh. There you go.
What would you suggest?
Maybe something Swedish, perhaps?
Yeah, my husband is African-American, so I'm not sure that would, I don't know, gel.
You like saying that, don't you?
Do I like saying that he's African-American?
I think you wanted me to know. Watch this. That's cold coffee.
That doesn't prove anything except that you're an old, bald nut.
I'm going to boycott that place.
You're going to boycott Mocha Joe.
How about that?
Hey.
How about that?
I'm boycotting Mocha Joe. You can't do that to my friend.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Same hospital together. You can't fuck with my
All
friend.
All right. No.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Fuck you, Richard Lewis. With your bullshit boycotts.
Pretty good. Wow.
I mean, it's not a boycott.
He sure thinks so.
The ventriloquist act, of course, for sure.
And how about Susie, our inimitable hostess?
Susie, I love the curtains, but why did you make a jacket out of it?
Love Jeff's love.
I need you to get out of here.
Get out of here. What are you talking about?
I need you to leave this room because you've been ogling me the entire night.
Are you nuts? I've been ogling the pigs in a blanket.
Oh, my God. Yeah, not the first time this
what?
Has happened.
I want one.
I think what I'm going to
do Larry.
Makes me feel... better about myself?
Morally superior.
Morally superior. Yes. Yeah, that's how I feel on this podcast.
Yeah.
We're something. You know what? You're something.
Don't eat all the leftovers. We need them for dinner.
Sure, I will.
Something.
I'll eat whatever the fuck I want. Right?
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, the bad guy.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
What the fuck?
I'm so sorry.
I ripped you out of the fucking car. You little shit.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
Just be more careful next time, okay?
Will do. Will do.
This coffee, by the way, is unbelievable. It's fantastic.
Is it hot?
Very hot.
Let me see that.
Hey, don't touch my thing. Like, don't touch it. Hey, stop it. What are you, a fucking goose?
I'd be complaining a little bit.
Fucking goose.
Nope, I can get a nurse and complain to the nurse and leave you out of that part.
Well, let's see what the tests say.
You know, we can do a lot of traveling.
You don't like to travel.
Would you mind if I brought the nurse along?
Oh, my God.
It's a masterpiece.
Oh, my God.
You love it? I had a commission. The great artist gave me a big discount.
You had this made for me?
Yeah,
from you of all people, because you're not a giver.
No,
I feel like it's like a specific type of person that it's like they want to hear that you got a discount on their gifts. Like that makes them happy.
Like, yeah, like Jerry's dad.
No, they don't.
Who does something?
Who does something like that? Motherfucker.
Like, because other people would specifically want you to spend the maximum amount of money on them.
Well, everybody, you can't serve the eggs without the toast. They're a team.
You know, you are like a prisoner.
I don't think eggs with toast.
Do you have anyone in your life who is like Jerry's dad who wants to hear that they got a deal? I don't think so.
Sometimes it's really hard to stop
a in my life, defined very broadly, I could probably name people, but no one that I haven't, like, you know, is central to my life is like that.
What is he doing?
He's like obsessed with getting a deal.
He is so funny. I mean, nobody can make me laugh like Ted. His timing is just hilarious. I know, perfect.
Good. I could certainly name people who talk about their parents as being that way.
I mean, if you don't want it, I'll take it. I mean, I'm happy to take
it. Why don't you go?
Do me a favor. Just go.
I had a 48-year...
You're not going to get me to say something bad about Mickey.
Okay. Cal Ripken was missing his spikes for one game. You think he wouldn't borrow a pair of spikes?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh,
God. Should borrow Kevin Costner's spikes, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh.
Kiss my ass. You can fuck off too, Jeff. Fuck you, Mickey. Cocksucker. Go fuck yourself.
I think they got him to say something bad about Mickey. And we drink.
I had this when I was 8 years old.
Wow, man.
Oh, my God. You know how many errors I made with this club?
You know how many errors?
Ladies and gentlemen carry themselves a certain way. All the guys call the ladies toots. Toots. And the girls will go poop-poop-a-doop. Poop-poop-a-doop.
There it is. See, that's very difficult.
I lost my mom.
Oh, you're very good at this if in fact you're making
it. I'm sorry, kid. Mary, please. Larry, get out!
No, do me.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Hey. What do you think of that painting? I know that is. That's a, you're coming on to me. I'm not coming on to you. I'm not hitting on you. Everything's not a hit. People can make conversations without it being a hit. The whole world is not a hit.
Wait, Larry was leaning on that table. That was hit position. That was flirting position.
Yeah, sometime.
I'd love that. I'm Wally, by the way.
Wally, Larry.
Larry.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Look, I've got nothing against the handicap. I've dated two women in wheelchairs.
Whoa, so, two?
Yeah, my disabled bona fides are well established.
You want to give him a heart attack and you want him to die at that party.
That's your plan, isn't it? Huh? Isn't it?
You're the most ridiculous human being.
This is the one place where Larry's cockamamie scheme is incorrect.
Yes.
According to me. I thought you thought that there might have been some truth to it.
Yeah.
Well, it is crazy.
Did I say that? I don't think she was actually trying to kill him. I might have been saying it facetiously.
Because there are so many people I want to kill.
That was very good on the podcast, I think.
I don't remember. Yeah,
I drank out. I drank out our turn. I'll drink again.
Pretty good.
I'll drink.
You know, who knows? Maybe if I came here by myself, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Why do you think you shouldn't be here?
Because I know.
He's very handsome.
Fucking Jets.
You look like Einstein's gardener.
Look, Einstein had an ugly gardener.
He's very famously ugly gardener. Everyone knows.
He was no John Hamm.
The character's based on me, so he's kind of shadowing me.
What's the name of the movie? The biggest asshole that ever roamed the earth?
It was in the daytime. I love daytime sex.
You're filled with energy.
Yes, I mean, right now you're so close to going to bed.
Right.
Why are you doing that before you go to bed? That's the whole thing should be all flipped around.
Right? You should never have night, always yes. During the day.
Oh, my God. That's like prostitution. Well,
it was consensual sex between two adults. There's nothing wrong with that, as far as I know.
You marched over there, you got a fucking blowjob, and then you gave the house away.
Act like I'm not here. I'm just a fly on the wall. Just,
hey, the snakes?
Oh, yeah. Good,
love
right?
Them.
How comfortable.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is not the time.
It's my house. You're in my house.
I'm terribly sorry.
You crossed the line this time.
You crossed the line.
I also, can I say, we ordered this kind of for the table, and I feel like you've gone way over your appetizer allotment at this point.
My allotment?
I got to say, that's a very unimpressive looking hummus. Or hummus. That's straight from a pot. That's straight from a container.
I want you out.
You kicking me out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That's probably what they did for the show, right?
Yes.
Kicking me out?
Yes, Johnny.
Prop department bought it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I mean, any club that John Hamm's in is a club I'd want to be in.
Pretty good.
These episodes we just saw, it's such a different experience. You know?
Sorry again for the delay. I have diarrhea. I'm going to come right back in a little bit and check on you, okay?
Having her head.
I'm pretty sure she said have. So she's in
the throes.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to the BMW dealer, get some liquors. They got the most fantastic liquors I've ever had in my life. I pretend there's something wrong with my car, and then I grab a ton of it.
Happened again. The lights, you know, the old Kremlin, the sign is there.
Mr. David, you're back again.
Hi. Licorice.
You doing all right? How are you? You running into another problem with the car?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
It's like the third time.
Many people in the WhatsApp group have expressed interest in this licorice.
Yeah.
I would say if anyone knows how to acquire this licorice, they should get in touch with us because I think a lot of people would be interested. So if you can manufacture this licorice, even better, that would be phenomenal because it's a highly sought out item in the PPPG curb chat on WhatsApp, which if you'd like to join, as a reminder, you're welcome to. You just have to DM me or on Twitter. My info is in the message on the, you know, when you look at the show notes, they call them. And just confirm that you're not a murderer, and then you get to come into the chat. So just do that. Pretty good.
Pretty
good.
And while Larry was the first to open a spite store, he since started a trend here in Hollywood, with other celebrities following suit.
It all goes up in flames.
Sorry about your place. Unbelievable, huh?
I heard what you said. I just don't know why you said it.
I had to break one of the windows out. All the tables were bolted to the floor.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's to prevent the table from wobbling.
Oh, you did that yourself.
Yeah, I don't like wobbly tables.
And you had Purell on every table, which is an accelerant.
People love the Purell and the tables that didn't wobble.
Normally in this situation, if we can't break the windows to get more hoses in, we'd access the water from the toilets, but we couldn't find
them. Yeah, there are no toilets.
He's a diuretic and you don't have toilets?
Yeah, I didn't want any defecating in the store. We had urinals.
Where? I looked in there.
Oh, no, you got to press the button that opens up a shoe. Yeah,
oh, boy.
And, ladies, they hang from a bar. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get anything with this place.
Any idea how this started?
Yeah, it looks like it started in the storeroom. Someone knocked one of these self-heating cups off a shelf. It hit some papers, turned on, heated up, and ignited the papers.
Joe. I knew that big penis was nothing but trouble.
Say what?
I knew that big penis was nothing but trouble.
Yeah, I guess I heard what you said. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, it's a long story.
Anyway, if I was trying to tell someone how to burn a place down, I would suggest every step you took in your business. So they're probably going to investigate you. You did so many stupid things, it looks like arson.
Arson?
I'm in a car.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pouring, drinking. Oh, she plopped. God. She plopped.
What did you do?
What did I do? You plopped down on the couch.
You plopped.
She plopped.
He plopped.
Total plop.
Oh, what the fuck, Larry?
What happened to the movie where you were playing me? Oh, the character was based on me. You wouldn't.
They were very specific.
It went away. They fell out cards with the feedback. The word that kept reappearing was repugnant.
Repugnant.
It's interesting because they were very specific. They loved the performance. They hated the character.
Hi, this is Maria Sofia Estrada, Larry David.
Hi.
What's that? Yeah. Of course. No problem.
Amazing.
my mother wants to know if you want to come to our seder.
To our seder.
It's seder.
Seder.
So,
I'm full.
Look, you didn't need to think. Marcia, seriously, you're too thin. You're like a rail. Come on.
This is a good weight for me.
Marcia, I swear to God, I want you to eat the matzo ball. Come on.
Ew, no,
come on.
Stop. Marcia,
stop.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, listen, I'll give you one more shot. You say you're a fan of my acting.
Yeah.
What performance of mine really resonated with you?
Of your acting?
Yeah.
In the kitchen cooking?
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
Yeah, there's no boat. There's no kitchen.
You never cooked chicken alfredo with a...
As you can see, we didn't get much of Angel Muffin in there.
And on behalf of everybody, welcome to Hulu.
Or Julu.
Julu. Elon Gold, what a great guest.
Yeah, all you do that, yeah.
You have to be able to carry the conversation. You have to.
Many people said that that was their favorite episode of our podcast.
By the way, I was playing poker on Saturday night. Do you like fishing, Cheryl? Yeah. And we talked about middling in a poker table context.
Interesting.
If you sit in the middle, like at an elongated table, you have to expect to deal more frequently because people at the ends of the table can't deal. I mean, like you move the button, but they can't be the ones throwing the cards out.
Right.
You are a horrible true mother. I never want to see you again.
And I know you stole my jacket.
And I know you stole my jacket.
Amazing. Why is Ted pulling your pants up?
Here comes Ted. There he is. And there he goes. What a takedown. Maria steals it. She steals the whole damn thing.
I've never seen Ted stealing anything. He doesn't know what to do because his girlfriend's getting pummeled by this maniac short order cook.
All right. Can you turn it off?
Pretty good. It's pretty, 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 pretty good.
Yeah, don't forget to drink.
Taken care of yes. Again, my apologies. And you have my word on my honor.
He's a good Klansman.
This robe. For your hate rallies in Tucson and Santa Fe.
All right, hey, thanks.
Shavarim, true.
Shavarim.
Man, he's good.
Yeah. Larry's Yarmulke is on his head.
A lot of trouble.
I thought you said he was a very decent Klansman.
He is a decent Klansman, but he's still a Klansman. He's got rallies coming up in Santa Fe, Tucson. He's not going to have his robe.
He's not going to be happy.
The cap? Oh, yeah. Well, that's Rebecca.
Oh, it's very... gendery bendery of you to have a male calf with a female name.
Well, kind of a woke farm. We're the most progressive farm in the valley, Woody.
Ray, I won't let the Jew charge you.
Oh.
I called you. He calls me racist asshole.
I just call him a racist cocksucker.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What's that good? Pretty good.
Pretty.
We're winding down.
Pretty good.
I just read Kitchen Confidential by...
That obviously was unintentional. Yeah.
Oh, the double pretty good?
Yeah. Oh, we got to drink both. We got to honor the system. Even though I am not above the policy. Sorry, were you reading Kitchen Confidential?
Yeah, but the Anthony Bourdain book.
Oh, okay.
And he makes reference to the fact that when drink... That when you walk into Japanese restaurants, the chef screams at you, "Welcome!"
You hate people.
But he didn't say "Rasmussen." He translated it. It was a pre-curb environment.
Interesting. It was on Family Guy. Had a joke about this too. Somebody I think shared that in the same WhatsApp group. There was a clip of you walk into a Japanese restaurant, they yell in your face. same idea.
After Frankenstein, have a kid.
No, Dr. Frankenstein.
I've never experienced this for what it's worth.
Until we have the pretty good trip to Tokyo.
The monster bride.
Perhaps
that's the city I want to visit most in the world that I've never been to.
Oh yeah.
By far, yeah.
Interesting. I was just speaking to someone today on a Zoom call, and I had seen that they had traveled many places, and I asked them what their favorite was, and they said Tokyo.
Drink.
Pretty good.
All terrible, and none of it is working, so we have to come back.
What's your number one destination
that I've been or that I want to go?
It was fine.
Your desired destination.
Desired destination. I would really like to go to Germany because it seems really cool. Obviously, I don't feel that conflicted about it. My wife feels conflicted about it, so probably won't happen because she'd rather go to many other places. But I've always thought there's a lot of cool stuff to see in Germany. But I've been to a lot of Europe, and I'm very into Western Europe, and I'm not into a ton of else. I'm not, dying to go to, the East or Australia. I went to one place in South America, didn't love it, so... I don't think I'm going to go on so many more big trips. So I'm happy to just keep going to Western Europe because I love it.
That's very white of you.
Yeah, fair. Whatever. I don't care. I'm spending a lot of money. I should do what I like. Fine.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah.
Obsessed with that. Yeah. I mean, I didn't love. We went to Buenos Aires. I didn't love it. And I've loved Italy and France and England and all those countries. So
interesting.
Fine, fair enough.
What did you not love about Buenos Aires?
I mean, we just found there wasn't a ton to do.
Drink. There's not a ton to do.
Yeah, we didn't find a ton to do. I mean, we did a couple cool things. Like, there happened to be a Pearl Jam concert there that we went to, which was super fun. But, like, you know, that's not like – that was just like we planned around that. Yeah, I mean, we just, like, we found that there was a lot more to do in, like, the European capitals, or at least things that we were interested in. Maybe we're, you know, we're interested in very, you know, Western-centric things, which, whatever, fine. I like what I like. Leave me alone.
I don't know Igor, Gregor, or Bulvor.
Let me ask you this, Gregor.
Everyone else should like what they like.
Do you know Igor?
Okay, I don't know. Who are these people that I'm supposed to know?
Splendid.
Splendid. I say splendid all the time now, by the way. I say it constantly in my house, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. I say it at least twice a day.
It
no
is
joke.
Fact.
It is fact. In my house, it is fact. I say it's splendid all the time. Anything that my kids do that I approve of, I say it's splendid. You're right. Why? This is it. I think this is the final clip.
The perfect call.
Nobody's ever seen it. Perfect call. Oh, it's a long one. This is the finale.
I'm also wondering if it's possible you could do me a little favor.
A favor?
Yeah, I would love to have you vote to get rid of the 5-foot fence law.
It would be great to have a repeal, a big, beautiful,
big, beautiful repeal.
A lot of people have been talking about that law, telling me what a disgrace it is. Some very bad people.
He really nails it, by the way.
Yeah, good. It's a good Trump impersonation.
Many people are saying, yeah, everyone's been telling me.
Yeah.
Voting against it.
Yovanovitch. She's no angel. She's going to go.
He should have worked on a few more strong leads.
And what about
big leads? Big leads, you mean?
Big leads. And yeah. No, strong. He says strong. He likes being strong. If you say strong, it means you're strong.
Fences.
Fences, really?
Yeah, fences. It's a disgrace. And people are saying it needs to get looked into.
It needs to get looked into. Should be looked into very strongly.
That's why your vote is so important to me.
Well, I mean, I did initially feel this way anyway.
Yeah, the donation that I was telling you about, we can transfer that tonight. So do we have a deal?
You can count on me.
That's fantastic news. This is great.
Thank you, Larry. I'm so glad.
Read the transcript.
Okay. Bye.
He sat in there not flushing the whole time?
Using the upstairs bathroom?
Well, he was listening.
The master bathroom, it's...
He didn't want to reveal himself.
By the way, yeah, what an asshole he is. For using this guy's personal, like, master bathroom? That's insane.
It was a perfect call.
That call was far from perfect.
Anytime I use a bathroom other than like the main floor powder room in a friend's house, I always ask.
Where'd you get those shoes?
So if he was a government official at this time, would this be an unreasonable search and seizure? Because a person has an expectation of privacy in the master bathroom.
100%. Yeah, you don't have a right to go there. That's not
no warrant. You can't go upstairs. If he was saying this in the downstairs bathroom, that's one thing. Yeah. But a person should be able to expect they can say anything they want in the master bathroom. Nobody should be within hearing distance of it.
My chair. And you bribe councilwomen.
You bribe councilwomen.
Very interesting thing about all this.
What? Binman, what are you doing, Binman? No, don't do it. Come on, Binman. Come on, give me a break. You don't understand what's at stake here. Whatever I did, it wasn't half as bad as you using the upstairs master bathroom.
Yeah, Larry's right about that.
It was a perfect call.
Perfect call.
Perfect call.
So how'd it go?
Pretty good. That's our final drink.
Pretty good.
Pretty.
Pretty. Pretty. Pretty.
A double? The triple? What's going on here? A quadruple? Quintuple? Six? Seven? Eight? Nine? Ten? What is this? Every single pretty you pulled out here?
It could be. There you go. That's that. There we come to the end. That was fun.
Well done.
That was fun. That was a nice trip down memory lane.
I draw on a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So indeed. So yeah, that brings us to the end of our Curb coverage for the most part. I guess, you know, there'll probably be things that pop up. Like, we know there's like something with like a Larry David special, right? Because like it was supposed to be on TV and then it wasn't. So like, I assume that will still exist.
I mean, we're definitely... Yeah, so we're definitely, even as we move on into a post-Curb world on this podcast, we will not forget our roots. So anything that LD does, we'll be back to.
Yeah, we'll be on high alert for Curb adjacent material even, let alone Curb itself. Obviously, if a new season of Curb Enthusiasm comes, we will be covering that in full force.
Yeah.
Regardless of any other projects. Like, I can't imagine there's any other project that we wouldn't pause to cover a new season of Curb.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that happens, obviously we'll be back for that. And yeah, if there's a Larry David commercial, well, you know, it'll probably get mentioned here. Let's just leave it at that.
But next week, as we said,
don't you hate to be continued on TV? I mean, the whole reason you watch a TV show is because it ends. If I wanted a long, boring story with no point to it, I have my life.
86EDWebSeries.com. That's 86thWebSeries.com. Or just Google the show 86th, or just Google Cassie David Show. We're going to watch all 8 episodes. As I said, a total of 59 minutes. So it's 1 hour of your time. You can watch it at a faster speed, obviously, if you so desire. Or don't watch it. But we're going to watch it and we're going to talk about it. It's Cassie David. There is no LD cameo, as I recall, from the first time I saw this.
Okay. I wouldn't expect one necessarily. Yes,
but it's LD. There was no Cassie David cameo on Curb Your Enthusiasm thus far. But it's very similar content. And kudos to Sammy Chester, my brother, who first turned me out of the show.
Very good.
Anyway. All right. Well, Av, this was how are we end these things with pretty good, and then we say something else to end with pretty good, or are we abandoning that as we move forward?
I think we should try to, or at least we should just say we're doing it without any reason, because it's very annoying to do at the end of every episode. Yeah, it's certainly a very challenging one to come up with one that could like recap hundreds of episodes of podcasts appropriately. Yeah.
But we need some kind of sign off, do we not, or do we just say goodbye?
I don't know. Maybe I'll listen to other podcasts and see what they do at the end of the podcast. I don't think everyone does
like you've listened to other podcasts before. Yeah.
Yeah. Never listened to that. But I'm sure we'll find another way to end our podcasts, and it too will be.
Pretty good. Get a life, Jews.